you ready? Hey, you think you can tell us what to do? You think you can tell us what to wear? You think that you're better? Well, you better get ready. Bow to the masters.
From the renterswarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Hour number two, 713-780. ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. Also hit us up on The Blitz Facebook page. Find The Blitz, click like, you're good to go. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, at Jon Snow with a zero, at Degenerates 975. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776. And it's a Friday. Having a good time today. Mostly we talked about non-sexual harassment in the first hour. And then a few other things. And then boners. That's basically it, right?
Yeah.
So I put together a list of... I'm getting back into running. Starting tomorrow is my first real race in a while.
Okay.
I think I have one booked every weekend now through mid-March after Christmas.
Every weekend?
Every Saturday or Sunday there's a race, yeah.
And you're doing one every Saturday or Sunday?
Yeah.
I don't understand it.
Yeah, I'm trying to...
You pay money to go run. It's fascinating to me.
Yeah, but I mean, the money goes to good causes usually. We don't do ones that...
No, but I can run for free every day if I want.
Yeah, but I get a nice shirt and I get it timed and, you know, it's fun.
Look,
meet some cool people
let me
sometimes.
Show you this crazy thing I've got. It's a Fitbit.
Yeah.
I hold the button down. I start running.
Yeah.
It'll tell me how far I've gone and how long it took me. Free.
How much did you spend for that? Okay.
$150, something like
that. Oh, that's way too much money.
Please.
No, I like doing it because otherwise, if I don't like plan these things out, like one of them's a 15K, which I that'll kind of get me hopefully back to close to being able to do a half marathon. But I kind of like if I don't do these things, I'll train, but I won't actually train and do actual races and get certain distances and stuff. So yeah, I'm excited about it. 713-780-ESPN.
I'm completely reinstalling my operating system.
Yeah. John, can we just get somebody else to do the show for the next 2 hours? Yeah. Like, we can do our live reads.
Can we run an A&M basketball game?
Yeah.
No.
Let's just replay that Savannah State game.
Yeah. Savannah, sir. Because, look, it's Friday, and I think we just want to go home. I think I can speak for everyone in the room that I'd just like to go have a beer, get an early night, and then... get out in the morning and do my run.
Yeah.
That's what I want to do. I want to go drink that beer I bought at Specs today.
Yeah.
I guess I could bring it in. We could drink it in here, but that takes the fun out of it.
Yeah.
Hey, listen, there's...
You could probably pour it onto my laptop. Maybe it'd be
maybe
better
that'll,
off.
Yeah, that would probably help. So now it's 47 minutes, right? So you don't have a laptop for the rest of the show, basically.
Probably not.
And I'm not really very motivated today.
Great.
Damn.
This is an ideal situation.
All right, I'm kidding. I'm a little motivated. I got nothing else to do. Why go home now? We'd be stuck in traffic.
That's true.
Until 7. So what's the point?
It wouldn't be
worth it. The other night when we got off at 6:30.
I got home about 5 minutes earlier than normal.
I got home about 4 minutes earlier than normal. And I was supposed to pick up the future ex from work, and she kept texting me, Where are you? I'm like, I'm sitting on 59, not moving the same place I was 10 minutes ago when you asked. All right, you want to go through some of the NFL lines?
Let's do it.
By the way, I'm done betting bad teams. Colts screwed me last night.
Yeah, I'm glad I stayed off that.
And I was feeling good about that, man. About halfway through that game, I got this. I'm not even
The first drive, Jacoby Brissett goes down there and puts it in. I'm like, oh, boy, they're about to start rolling on these boys. And then Brock Osweiler took over. Red Rover, Red Rover.
Ostrich take over. I was feeling pretty good about that when he came in. Nope. All right. We'll start with Saturday games. We actually have those today, this week. Lions -5 at home against the Bears.
I'm going Lions here. I feel like it's probably a mistake, but I'm just thinking Lions have way more motivation at this point. They're playing for a playoff spot. I like the Lions.
Chargers and Chiefs are a pick 'em at Kansas City.
Boy, Kansas City, they're like Denver now. Like, just when you thought they were dead in the water, you poke them with a stick and they come up and they're like a complete monster. I don't know if I want to touch it. My gut says San Diego, but I don't know.
Yeah, I'm kind of with you. I'm not playing that, though. I mean, I just don't trust either team right now because I don't know what the Chiefs are. If they're early season Chiefs again, which they kind of look like last week, then they're pretty scary. But I love the Chargers. I mean, not in this particular game. Well, I don't know. Maybe I like them in this game. I'll decide tomorrow. Depends on how much alcohol I have after the race. Eagles, -7.5 at Giant.
God, I don't want to. You know, I don't want to play bad teams. I don't want to play the Giants.
Yeah, I can't do it.
It's nothing for me.
I mean, I want to. I look at that number and I want to play them, but then I think about last week when I did play them and how they hosed me. So no, Panthers -3 at home against Aaron Rodgers and the Packers.
I like the Panthers here a lot.
I do too. Although Joel picked the Packers. I don't know if you knew that, and they're not a favorite.
Shocker.
All right, but they're not a favorite. They're an underdog. Vikings -11 against the Bengals.
God, again, do I want to take a bad team?
I kind of lean Bengal here.
That's my lean too. But
yeah, I can't do it. Bills -3.5 at home against Dolphin. Are we going to get snowball again?
You know? There's like possible snow showers, but it's nothing like last week. I have to imagine.
Tyrod Taylor back.
I have to imagine that Dolphin is like coming off a real high.
Oh yeah,
but the Bills have the Patriots on deck, so they may be looking ahead.
They're not gonna be looking ahead. I think I like the Bills here a lot. I hope it gets to 3, but I will take the Bills here and feel pretty good about it. Jaguar -11 v Texan
again. I sort of want to just say Texan, but it's not something I'm looking at.
I hate to interrupt this, but what the hell is Jemele Hill wearing on that show?
An ugly sweater.
Oh, my God, that's hideous. All right, sorry. We digress. Saint -15.5 against Jet.
That's too many points.
It is too many points. I can't take the Jets with Bryce Petty.
Yeah.
But I can't give up 15.5 either. You know what I might do? Over.
Yeah.
So 47.5 is that number. Saints may score that much.
Yeah.
So I'll take the over. Redskins -4 at home against Cardinal.
I kind of like the Redskins here.
Yeah?
Yeah. I feel like the Redskins are starting to get a rap as a bad team. And I think they're an average team.
Average to below average. They're not bad.
I mean, I don't think they're bad, but they're not good. But like just based off the last couple weeks, it's easy to say, oh, the Redskins stink now. I don't think that's true.
So I think there's a lot of quitting going on that Redskin team. So Ravens -7.5 at Browns. I will never take the Browns again as long as
I'm done
I live.
With them.
Give me Raven or give me death. And it'll probably be death.
Because, give me the over.
Not a bad call at 40.5. Rams plus.
Did you hear that stat?
No.
Week 1 through 14. Or 1 through 13, which I guess last week, this was week 14, this last week, right? So week 1 through 13, the Ravens didn't allow a single 300-yard passer. First week with Jimmy Smith hurt, 500-yard passer.
Interesting.
I don't think that's a coincidence.
So you're saying DeShone Kizer is going to throw for 500
yards? I think DeShone Kizer is going to throw for a lot of yards. I think Josh Gordon's going to feast, too.
Okay, so, but I'm with you on the over. It's only 40.5. They should be able to do that.
Yeah.
Ram +2.5 at Seahawk.
I like the Rams.
I do too. Patriots -3 at Steelers.
Too many injuries for Seattle. I like the Patriots by a lot here.
Really?
Yeah, I think the Patriots come out angry and they realize this game's important.
Yeah.
And so
they break it off.
If they win this game, last week's game doesn't even matter.
Yeah.
I think they break it off inside the Steelers. And I think it's going to come down to
fairly vulgar, you know that, right?
A coaching, I mean, like, break off the game.
Oh, okay. I thought you were talking about something.
It's going to come down to a coaching battle between Bill Belichick and Mike Tomlin. And Mike Tomlin might be the most overrated coach in football.
Okay. That's a bold statement, sir.
No, it's not.
Titans plus one at 49ers. Give me 49ers all day long.
What's the Niners here?
Niners minus one. Basically, pick them.
Yeah, I kind of like the Niners, too. I think Jimmy Garoppolo gives them something different.
This is the second time in 2 weeks the Titans have had to go out west. They had to go to Arizona last week. So it's two tough trips in a row.
And I'm struggling to get on board with Marcus Mariota
He's beat up right now. He's got several injuries. Yeah. So if he's not 100%, and I'm all over the 49ers here, which means go the other way because I can't win with borrowed money right now. Cowboys minus three at Raiders. I like the Cowboys.
I'm with you on that. Amari Cooper's out. I think it's the only way the Raiders win is if Marshawn Lynch just has a field day.
Monday night, Falcons minus six at Buccaneers.
I think I'll take the Falcons.
Yeah, I don't feel good about it, though.
I don't either, but they're in a must-win situation.
Well, yeah, they're pretty much all these teams in the NFC are in a must-win. So, there you go. And we talked about the bowl games a little bit with Brad Powers yesterday.
Hey, Fred.
Yes?
The press release just came out.
Which press release?
I think the one you were waiting for.
Oh, really?
Was it about the Lifetime Achievement Award?
Yeah, I just got an email that says, okay, you're good to go.
Okay.
So if you give me a second, I'm going to go over to my little, sports map admin thing here.
Okay, and post that thing.
And I'm going to post this story.
Good call.
So, yeah, I'm glad you told me because I hadn't been looking at my email. Because I'm doing a show. I don't usually look at my email when I'm doing the show.
Well, it popped up while I was trying to troubleshoot.
Oh, but you're still troubleshooting?
Oh, yeah.
Your computer doesn't work, but you got email.
Yeah.
Nice. All right, so I'm posting.
And remember, at the beginning of this segment, it said 45 minutes to go?
Yeah.
It now says about 44 minutes remaining.
Okay, so, yeah, that was only 11 minutes ago that happened. So, basically, Les Alexander got a Lifetime Achievement Award, Jeff Luhnow got an award, and J.J. Watt.
Which, by the way, this is a totally made-up award thing.
Well, no, we voted on this.
I know. But
I know.
It didn't exist before, and someone was just like, hey, let's make a...
Well, no, they're doing... Now, they came up with this idea. They're going to do this every year. It's going to be like the ESPYs of Houston sports. So there you go.
By the way, Houston sports doesn't deserve its own award
this
show.
This year it does, yeah.
This year. But, I mean, what are we going to do for the rest of our lives?
Well, I don't know, but we're on the voting panel, so be nice. So I just posted that to SportsMap.
43 minutes remaining.
Oh, okay, cool.
Yeah, making moves.
All right. 713-780-ESPN. Yeah, she did tell me at 503 it was okay to post it. And then we got the email at 509. So that's kind of on me for not looking at my email.
That's all. It is on you, but I got your back.
Well, thank you for that.
All right, guys. Got to tell you about Pajamagram again. Go with a win-win this holiday. Give her something that's going to make her feel hot and heat up your season with the super warm, world-famous Hoodie Footy by Pajamagram. It's hard to be hot when she's freezing cold. The Hoodie Footy is the ultimate solution. Combines the warmth of a hoodie with the coziness of footy pajamas, and head-to-toe warmth means she'll be cozy in no time. You can find all the Hoodie Footy styles at pajamagram.com. And if you're not into Hoodie Footy, that's cool. They got something for everybody. If you want your kids to have matching pajamas when they open up their presents on Christmas morning, you can set that up. If you want something sexy for your lady, you can get that. The sweet and sexy gift set includes a Hoodie Footy and a sexy midnight fantasy. You buy both today at pajamagram.com. You save $40. No need to gift wrap because every Pajamagram includes free gift packaging. Christmas delivery is guaranteed. Visit pajamagram.com or call 1-800-GIFT-PJs. Tell them AJ from ESPN 97.5 sent you.
You know who it is.
It's Kareem Jackson, and you listen to ESPN 97.5.
Hey guys, it's AJ Hoffman from The Blitz. BetDSI is one of the internet's top sports books. Don't ask me, just check out the sportsbook review sites. They are rated A+. They've got an impeccable reputation. Fantastic features, easy deposits, and speedy withdrawals with pretty much every bet type imaginable. Go to BetDSI.com right now. Use my promo code BLITZ25 to get a $25 free wager just for registering. You can bet parlays, teasers, straight bets, futures. BetDSI.com offers lines on nearly every sporting event you would want to bet. Nothing makes watching football games better than wagering while the action is live. BetDSI offers live betting and prop bets while games are in progress. But they aren't just a world-class sports book. BetDSI has a fantastic online casino and race book. You can bring Vegas right to your living room or take it on the go with your mobile device. If you ever get bored of betting on ball games, there are plenty of other ways to get some action at BetDSI. You can find odds on politics, reality TV, and pretty much everything else. If you're looking for a different online sports book, you've come to the right place. Over 20 years paying winners. Use your sports knowledge and love of the game to make some extra cash. If you decide to deposit, you'll get a 200% bonus match on your money right now. Play on the go with their easy-to-use mobile interface. Once again, go to BetDSI.com, use promo code BLITZ25, and get a free $25 wager on the house and 200% extra bonus when you deposit. That's BLITZ25 to get your free wager and start winning today.
I wouldn't hold my breath if I was you, 'cause I forget, but I'll never forgive you. Don't you know, true friends stab you in the front.
From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Happy Friday. Hope you're having a good one.
Still 43 minutes.
43 minutes. It's been 43 minutes for 5 minutes now.
Yeah.
Interesting. Let's, we'll squeeze in a call. Kevin, you're on The Blitz. Go.
Hey, how's it going, guys? Happy Friday.
Happy Friday. Sports.
Hey, so Fred, this is more for you because I've heard you say it a couple times. I was giving you the opportunity in this public forum to explain why you have a very low opinion of Mitchell Trubisky.
Why do I have a very opinion of him? Because I, frankly, watching him in college, he looked like a guy who looks the part. He obviously has, he's one of those guys that teams draft because he looks the part. Because he hadn't done anything enough in college to warrant being the number two pick. There's no question.
Which, by the way, that's exactly why the Bears' previous quarterback got drafted.
Exactly.
I mean, Jay Cutler could throw the football to the moon, but I mean,
but he didn't get
there was nothing in college that made you say, "Oh, that guy can play."
Oh yeah, he did okay at Vanderbilt. And the thing with Trubisky, same thing. He showed he has the skills that NFL scouts like, and he has size and a big arm. But
he was supposed to not be playing this year.
No, he wasn't supposed to be playing this year, and he shouldn't have been playing this year. And he may turn into a quarterback at some point, but no, I was never high on him from the beginning. And yes, this is a public forum, so I'm not, if he turns into Jared Goff next year, I'll be the first one to say, wow, he turned out pretty well. He looks the part. He looks, when you see him on the sideline, you see that guy and say, oh, he should be able to play. You know who else looks the part? TJ Yates.
Yeah.
And a whole lot of other people.
Brock Osweiler.
Brock Osweiler looks the part. So... yeah, I mean, to me, I like guys who look the part but also perform in college.
Yeah.
And I still think, and I went and did, and maybe I'll do that this year too. I did a thing on quarterbacks' records in college and how that applied to their success in the NFL, basing it on what their record was in college if they had the same coach versus the quarterback before them. And if they were substantially better, it tended to lead towards success in the NFL. And in his case, I didn't see anything in college that said this guy's going to lead an NFL team to great places.
Yeah.
And I'm sorry, you're probably a Bears fan. You don't want to hear that. You think, oh, yeah, we moved up to get this guy. He's great. He looks, like I say, he looks the part, and I hope he develops. I didn't think Jared Goff would develop. When I saw him play, I thought this is another spread offense guy who's going to get to the NFL and have trouble, and he did last year. But boy, he's improved. So doesn't make me right, and I'll be the first one to say, you know what, guy turned out to be better than I thought.
Yeah, of course.
I'll also be the first one to say in 3 years if he doesn't amount to anything, that told you wouldn't get amount to anything.
Well, I'd also say it really looks like the Rams made the right hire.
Yeah, and that's part of it too. Let's be honest. There's a lot of guys. Do you think Carson Wentz would be Carson Wentz if he'd gone to Cleveland?
Probably not.
You think Deshaun Watson would have been just as successful?
That's why I say, and I've been, 42 minutes, by the way. I've been high on Sam Darnold, I mean, as you know, for the last 2 years.
Yeah.
And I didn't really let this season where that he had the turnover issues and things like that. But overall, he still had a pretty good season. Like, you look at his numbers at the end of the year, you go, man, that's pretty good. And he's got all the physical tools you want. I hope that he stays at USC for another year, because I feel like if he goes to the Browns, we'll never know what he was.
Yeah.
And honestly, whoever's got to take that bullet, whether it be Josh Rosen or, you know, whoever it's going to be, you know, Josh Allen, whoever that lucky fella is who thinks that they're going to be the guy to break the Cleveland quarterback curse, I'm not betting on him.
Well, as much as it's funny how last year we're talking about how this was going to be such a good quarterback class, and as the season went on, I'm not sold on any of these guys anymore, including Sam Darnold. And Josh Rosen,
we got to see that they've all got flaws.
Yeah, and Josh Rosen, to me, getting back to Mitchell Trubisky, who he asked about, I see a lot of similarities in that he looks the part. He's got the arm, not necessarily the results in college that I would like to see,
and not really the kind of guy that I want.
Yeah, he's kind of a
douchebag.
Yeah.
I mean, he's a different kind of douchebag than Baker Mayfield.
Right. He's not Baker Mayfield level douchebag.
Right.
Which is Baker Mayfield's almost Johnny Manziel level.
He's a guy who I could see, you know, in a couple of years just getting that vibe that he doesn't really care about football that much.
Yeah.
You know?
And I think that's what scouts say about him. And you know me, I want guys who love football. That's what I want. That's why I like Deshaun Watson so much. The guy loves the game. But you know, and that's the other thing. I don't know if Mitchell Trubisky loves football. I mean,
loves getting paid. Loves that dough.
Yeah, and he's probably pulling like a fiend because he's a quarterback and he's got money and he looks apart. But yeah, I don't know. So that's the thing. It doesn't matter how good you look. But yeah.
Couple of news items.
Yeah.
Did you guys see the Jerry Richardson thing? Apparently, he got caught for sexual misconduct. The owner of the Panthers.
That broke a couple
minutes ago.
Who did he harass?
It doesn't say. And this broke.
So it was Cam Newton, right?
Maybe. And this kind of broke right before our show. It says, according to mysanantonio.com, Red McCombs is pushing Incarnate Word to hire former Baylor coach Art Briles.
Stop.
I'm being serious.
Stop.
Red McCombs.
Yeah, this guy named Jared Lethko is reporting it.
Why is Red McCombs worried about that?
I have no idea.
Ugh.
He calls Art Briles the best man for the Cardinals head coaching vacancy job.
He calls Art Briles the best man for a job at a...
Incarnate Word.
A Bible-based university.
He told the Incarnate Word trustees, you not only... will you be getting the best football coach available, but he's also the best man.
No, you would be getting the best football coach available, I agree, but you wouldn't be getting the best man. You're getting a scumbag. Now, they can't make that hire. There's no way they can make that hire. And Ren McCombs needs to go back to selling cars and giving more money to UT and whatever he does. But
you know what he said about Charlie Strong? My good coordinator, maybe.
Yeah. He was right on that one.
He might have been right about that, yeah.
A source close to the school says that the school has been approached by many friends of Coach Briles, but there hasn't been much interest. And Red McCombs goes on to say, the man that I know wouldn't even come close to being the kind of guy those people painted him to be. I don't think Baylor handed him.
So he's a truther.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's like basically Baylor people, message board guy who said that they wouldn't pee on me if I was on fire on the side of the road when I said that he was a scumbag.
Those people painted him to be.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. The whole world just made this up.
Yeah. Okay. All credibility out the window there.
And there's a bunch of other stuff that he goes on to say is kind of the same thing.
The only thing Red McCombs has said that makes any sense in the last 10 years, well, besides the Charlie Strong thing, is that UH belongs in the Big 12. I agreed with him on that.
Of course you did.
He goes on, of course I did. He goes on to suggest that Art Briles could use the Incarnate Word job to springboard him back into college football big time.
Oh God!
Oh boy!
Can I ask? Because I don't know much about, you know, religion. Is Incarnate Word a religious school?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm guessing, right? Because it's a word.
It's in San Antonio.
It's incarnated.
Like you know, we have pajamagram ads on Sports Map now.
Hey now,
just checking that out. The lady on there looks kind of sexy.
In the world famous hoodie footy?
I don't know if it's a hoodie footy or if it's just the world's softest PJs, it says.
Oh, yeah, that's different. That's different.
Yeah. Well,
hey, I'm down to 34 minutes remaining.
All right. Something you made some progress.
I had a jump.
All right. Good for you. So 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776. And if she's going to wear those PJs, you know she's sleeping on a mattress from Texas Mattress Makers, right?
Damn right.
Because who else? What? Your mattress from Texas Mattress
Makers. It is.
Both of mine are. And if you don't have a mattress from Texas Mattress Makers, then you deserve a shame bell. Because, A, you spent too much. You went to a retail store and you spent 50% more over what you were getting, going to be paying at Texas Mattress Makers. You might have even bought a Texas Mattress Makers mattress from them, which somebody told me. Yeah, I went and bought this great mattress at the store and I spent X amount of dollars on it. And I looked at the tag and I go, you realize you could have gone to Texas Mattress Makers and got that for half the price. And you could have got custom fitted. And if you go right now, you're going to get 20% off factory direct prices on select mattresses right now. So they also have great showroom specials on pocketed coil mattresses. And if you guys are thinking about, hey, let's get a gift together, mattress is a pretty darn good thing because you're going to sleep like a champ. It's going to be handcrafted quality, custom fitted. You're only going to get that at Texas Mattress Makers. They're at 4619 Navigation at the corner of Lockwood and Navigation off I-10 East. Make sure you tell them you're a Blitzer. Yuval and the gang will take care of you. Texas Mattress Makers, the best sleep at the best price, guaranteed.
Have that done, Fuju, what you call an infinite brawl, eternal souls clashing. World gets deep, some beef is everlasting, complete with thick scars.
You gonna answer that?
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. ACA could be tweaked, reformed, or repealed in the future. But for now, employers must comply. Visit HRP.net for help. From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. And you know what that music means. Time for a little R.J. Bell. Follow him on Twitter, at R.J. in Vegas. And R.J., we understand you're not feeling all that great today, my man.
Oh, a little flu action, but I'm gonna carve out 10 strong minutes for you guys. A lot of people say maybe Fred's overworking you, you know, multiple shows on that. I said, don't blame Fred. I do have one question, though, is I was listening to that commercial, just the one before the last one about the music instruments and the guitars.
Yeah.
You know that one? And it says, and ask about the guy who worked for John Yoko and, you know, so-and-so. And it's like, I think it was David Bowie. Like, could you imagine someone saying, yeah, this guitarist worked for John Lennon and Bowie, and it'd be like, did they work for Yoko? Like, like if they didn't work for Yoko, I'm not interested.
Yeah, you're into it if it's Bowie and Lennon, but yeah.
But yeah, no. It's like, and if you really want the cherry on top, Yoko. Doesn't make sense.
Yeah, that's one. I'm going to Google guitarists who work for Yoko, and that's who I'm going to go get for my band. Yeah. So, RJ, last week we had some really good matchups between teams that were in the playoff race. This week, not so much, but there's still a couple of games of meaning. And let's start with the Rams-Seahawks because Rams a little bit of a road dog here, but Seahawks coming off a not-so-great effort and a lot of injuries in the secondary. Rams able to throw the ball. What do you think of this game?
I like Seattle less than three, you know, two and a half. And here's why. If Seattle had a typical home field, I would say, this is right. Three-point home field. Rams are a slightly better team. You know, two's right. Okay, good. But Seattle has one of the best home fields, if not the best, in the NFL. So that makes me, one element leans to Seattle. Then I start thinking, Seattle's the best, if not one of the best, December teams. And not just at home, but, you know, just as the season progresses, this team just gets better and better, and their December numbers are really, really impressive. 20-7 straight up in December, 26-1 against the spread. Now, excuse me. Now, you think about when Seattle's at home and they're in a competitive game, so they're not favored by more than a touchdown. They're 31-13. So, to me, all that stuff points to Seattle offering value.
The probably game of the week, and certainly the game that's going to determine a lot in the AFC, involves your beloved Steelers against the Patriots. Steelers getting 3 at home here. That number opened at 1. And how do you see this one going?
I think there's only one rationale to think that this line's correct, which is Brady's history against the Steelers. Since Tomlin's been a coach, he has 22 touchdowns and 0 interceptions against the Steelers. Now, it's Dick LeBeau's defense initially, now Butler. Question is, how much of that has changed? Because there's been some games against Butler, but not near as many. And a lot of people would say, oh, the defense is very similar, but, you know, it's from what I understand, it's not as similar as some people think. But otherwise, this line should what? Be pick 'em at best? I mean, for the Pats? And what makes you realize that is 3 on the road means 6 on a neutral, means 9 at home. If the Pats were laying 9 points to the Steelers in New England, would you even consider laying it?
I might. Really? I might, mostly because of that. I think the Belichick-Tomlin coaching matchup is so lopsided that it could be ugly. And I don't have their game-to-game history in front of me, but I bet if you went back through the last 5 years, there's a lot more double-digit wins than there is New England snuck by them. Am I wrong?
True. No, I think you're right. But 1-32, where's Tomlin rank as a coach?
Oh, I just said this probably, what was like 45 minutes ago. I said Mike Tomlin might be the most overrated coach in the NFL to me.
But what's his true rating in your mind?
Probably somewhere around the middle.
Okay, so that means in half the games, then Belichick's going to have even a bigger coaching advantage.
I would think so.
So do you just bet the Pats every week? Or every other week, and then consider it the other week?
No, but part of it also goes to what you said and about the Steelers' inability to defend them. And mostly it's because in the years past, they've tried to use this zone defense, which why anyone still tries to run zone against Tom Brady is beyond me. He just eats you up on underneath stuff, and he always has. But the Steelers are so stubborn about their defense that they never changed it. And this year I hear, oh, the Steelers say, well, we're not doing that this year. The problem is now the Steelers don't have the personnel to keep up man-to-man with the Patriots. And without Shazier, they're weak at linebacker. I don't know who they're going to run out there to try to play with Gronk.
They're weak at linebacker now.
They're weak as far as having guys who can cover. I'm not saying that they're suddenly like a garbage linebacking core, but Ryan Shazier was their best bet for a guy to go out there and cover.
You know what's funny? I would bet $1,000 before he got hurt, you didn't mention Shazier one time in our segments. We would have done what? Like 11 segments this NFL season. We probably talk to Steelers every week. Would you bet that you mentioned him once?
I don't know. Maybe once.
In our segment.
I would say maybe once, because we talk Steelers pretty regularly with you.
Yeah.
So it's possible, but probably unlikely.
So, but now he's all of a sudden the key to the defense.
No, what I'm saying is if they're changing the way they try to defend Brady, which they have to, because the way they've always done it is a fail, then the only thing you could change to is running man on the Patriots now. And without Shazier, I think their ability to do that is severely hindered, is what I'm saying. You don't agree with that?
No, I think every player that's a starter is better than their backup. I just think usually because of name recognition, we take it much more, we give it much more impact than it deserves.
1-11 on the Steelers defense, where do you rank Ryan Shazier as in order of importance to the defense?
Now, to give you credit, I think against Gronk in a tight end heavy team and a throw to the backs heavy team, it'd be higher than typically, right? A very fast middle,
right.
Inside linebacker. But otherwise, I mean, I know this is going to sound a little, you know, off to people, but no more than 5 or 6.
Oh, wow.
You know, okay. Other than that. But I mean, and again, I'm not a guy that can grade a player at a, you know, I think Watt this year's probably been more important. He didn't play very well last week, but, you know, to me, and I guess, you know, now with Hayden out, you know, maybe that's a guy that Hayden would have been ahead, but he's been hurt. You know, so Burns, I mean, listen, you didn't hear much about it. Let's just all be candid, right? There wasn't a ton of talk about Shazier. So, you know, on the Steelers, well, let me ask you, because it seems like you were thinking more optimistically. Where would you have ranked, if you were say, okay, other than Big Ben, because he's a quarterback, rank these players in order of importance on both sides of the ball? I mean, if I say Shazier 10th, does that sound right?
I'd probably have him probably in that 6 to 8 range. But for this matchup, like we said, if they're going to go out there and try to be man, if they're going to try to man up with the Patriots without him on the
first
field,
off, well, what's that? Where's that assumption coming from? They're going to just change. They've been coaching his defense for 4 years.
RJ,
he's just going to change their defense.
Well, I would pull up the article that I read today about that exact quote. Unfortunately, my laptop is sicker than you right now.
Do you think if they were going to do that, that they would even consider saying it?
Oh, I would.
I mean, that. Remember when Rocky was deciding to become a right-hander in Rocky II because he didn't want any gimmicks when he beat Apollo? He didn't tell him about it.
Oh, RJ, if you were the only team dumb enough to still go out there and try to run a zone defense against Tom Brady, the only team in the league that still tried it and got your heads caved in every time you did it, I wouldn't put it above a coach to say, you know what, we got to try something different with these guys.
Yeah, but if you did, you wouldn't tell them.
Well, all right. I will send you the story once my laptop stops dying on me.
I mean, if anything, the fact the story's out there tells me it's not true.
Then good. Then I hope the Steelers run zone defense again, and they'll still get their heads kicked in, and -3's a gift.
You know what's funny, though, is I always am amused by, like, I mean, you know me. I am very often like, hey, who am I to judge player? I really am very confident in what I do well, but I understand that Mike Tomlin, and you might be right, at least X's and O's wise, or game theory wise,
clock
something
management wise.
A better opinion on. I don't, you know, because it's really abstracted from X's and O's, as you know, on the field stuff. It's just kind of game theory. Should you call a timeout here or not? I agree. He's not, you know, amongst the best in that stuff. But Mike Tomlin's forgot more football than all three of us know combined. I'm sure you guys have talked to, you know, like D-back coaches at the University of Houston level. And then when they just start talking football, you realize how much you don't know. I mean, unless you've got a 15-year history of coaching, AJ, I'm not familiar with. And do you even watch the All-22?
I do, every week.
All right, well, then I give you a little credit there. And do you watch it by yourself?
By myself.
Or do you have... Okay, so, I mean...
Well, listen, I'm not trying to say I'm a better coach than Mike Tomlin. I'm just saying relative to Bill Belichick, I mean, that's like me saying...
Well, it's one thing to say Belichick is better. It's another thing to say it'd be ludicrous if they don't do X, as if you know better than them what you should do.
Okay.
Right? I mean, let me ask you honestly, and again, AJ, I think you're right in the top 10% of sharp football guys that are radio hosts, in my opinion. So, I mean, I'm in no way saying you're not a sharp radio host, but if you took over a football team for, let's say, a Division III bowl game, and you had 5 weeks to get a Division III team ready against another Division III team, do you feel like you could compete?
No.
All right, so that's my point. There's complexity to this stuff that we don't understand.
Okay. I mean, RJ, if I tell you there's some bum boxer and you've seen him go out and get beat up by the same guy 10 times in a row, you're not a professional boxer, but you can pretty much say with confidence that this boxer B that's beat up boxer A 10 times in a row is just a better boxer.
You know, absolutely, but can we know for a fact that if the boxer used another approach, he wouldn't get beat worse? One that's getting beat. That's my point. I'm not debating you that Pittsburgh's been dominated by New England schematically. What I'm debating is, are we certain that a change in approach would be better?
I think that sometimes there's just a guy who's got another guy's number, and it's pretty clear that Bill Belichick, Mike Tomlin, I mean, he's basically throwing stuff against the wall at this point. I mean,
you would hope if Tomlin was serious, he would be spending all offseason. You remember the story about Saban, right? When the mobile quarterback, Johnny Football, and A&M beat him. They actually, if I remember right, they won the title that year still. The whole offseason, the only thing allowed to play on the TVs in the weight room at Alabama was that game again and again and again. And Saban spent an hour a day, they said, the entire offseason getting ready for mobile quarterbacks. Now, Saban. But you would hope, but if Pittsburgh would have done that, it probably would have been 4 or 5 years ago, you think, with Tomlin. So I hear you. I am not debating that New England has their number. I'm debating that we know better how Pittsburgh should approach the game.
All right, that's RJ Bell. You can follow him on Twitter at RJ in Vegas.
And, RJ, is it more poop or puke right now?
You know, I get this once a year. I get the same cold. It's so weird. I guess flu cold is it starts in my ear. So I swallow a couple times, and when I can feel it in my ear, it's like uh-oh. And then for one day, it's my ear. And then for like 2 days, it's my nose. And then for 2 days, it's my chest. And I'm moving towards the chest. I probably sound as worse now. So I thought I'd get through it, but here I am. But AJ baited me into a spirited debate.
All right, well, get better.
Sorry about that.
Get better by Tuesday, man.
Thanks, guys. I appreciate it.
All right.
All right, guys. Got to tell you one more time about Pajamagram. Christmas right around the corner. Go with a win-win. Something that's going to make her happy. Something's going to make you happy. The super warm, world-famous Hoodie Footy by Pajamagram. It's hard to be hot when she's freezing cold, and the Hoodie Footy's got the solution to that. Combines the warmth of a hoodie with the coziness of footed pajamas, and that head-to-toe warmth means she'll be cozying up to you in no time. You can find all the Hoodie Footy styles at Pajamagram.com, and if you're not into Hoodie Footy, that's cool. Pajamagram's got something for everyone. If you want your kids, you want your whole family to have matching pajamas on Christmas morning, they can hook that up. You want something sexy for the lady in your life, they can hook that up. If you go with the sweet and sexy gift set, it includes a Hoodie Footy and a Midnight Fantasy. You buy both at pajamagram.com, you save $40. No need to gift wrap, thank God, because I'm a horrible gift wrapper, because every Pajamagram includes free gift package and Christmas delivery guaranteed. Visit pajamagram.com or call 1-800-GIVE-PJs. Tell them AJ from ESPN 97.5 sent you.
ESPN 97.5. From the renterswarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back. It's time to get on the map. Sportsmap.com, your one-stop shop for all things Houston sports on the internet. Site covers all your favorite teams, trends, and events. Check out content from some of your favorite radio hosts. Today you got Charlie Polillo. Patty Smith wrote something from the Harris County Houston Sports Authority. And there's stuff from me on there, too. A.J. will be writing next week. So if you aren't on SportsMap every day, you're missing out. Check it out right now. SportsMap.com. Follow us on Twitter at SportsMapHOU. All right, let's do the Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The Gem of the Day. It's the Gem of the Day. The Zadok Jeweler Gem of the Day.
All right, I'll ask both you gentlemen, where do you come down on penguins?
I'm pro-penguin.
Okay. They're kind of cute.
Yeah. They make me laugh.
Yeah.
I like that. I like when if I look at an animal and it makes me like smile or laugh a little bit, I'm a fan of that animal.
Jong?
Yeah, I'm a fan.
Okay. Unless they smell bad, and then it's like...
Well, yeah, but that's...
And they do probably smell like fish and stuff.
Well, yeah, because like, that's what they eat.
But I do like when I see like a picture of a bloody penguin. Like
oh, remember just, that fight video where the penguin beat the crap out of the other penguin and stole his girlfriend?
I like that.
Or slash mate, whatever it was?
Yeah.
And so the guy got his butt whipped and lost his woman?
Yeah.
So I wouldn't really want a woman if somebody was kicking my butt over. It's like, take her.
Just have her.
Yeah. It's I don't need not, this not grief. Worth fighting over. Yeah, there's, you know what? There's another penguin right down the road there. I'll go talk to her.
They're everywhere. Look at this.
Look at this.
We're freaking penguins.
But would you feel the same way about them if you found one the size of a human being?
Oh, no.
Because apparently...
That happened in Billy Madison.
Yeah?
Do you remember that? Billy Madison was really drunk at the pool, and he found the penguin, and he started...
Scientists have discovered the fossil remains of an ancient giant penguin...
What?
...with a body length of about 5.8 feet...
That's fake news.
...that roamed the waters off New Zealand soon after the dinosaurs were gone. And they call it... Kumimanu Baisei, but in the journal Nature Communications, it's one of the oldest penguin species found yet. And basically, they figured out this is part of the evolution of penguins. They evolved from man-sized to smaller penguins.
Wow.
Which is interesting, right? Just in time for that movie Downsizing.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, but yeah, the penguin was enormous, roughly 1.5 times the size of the emperor penguin, which is the largest living species today. 223 pounds at 5'9". That's a little fat.
Yeah.
But it existed, dated 55.5 million to 59.5 million years ago. Although, I think...
Ted Cruz said the Earth is only 5,000 years old.
Yeah, well... okay, so then, so, then therefore, so none of this science stuff.
So
that they
existed
about.
5,000 years ago. You're saying,
so the, yeah. Or this is just fake news,
or Ted Cruz is fake news. I don't know.
Was there a human-sized penguin on Noah's Ark?
Interesting question,
John.
Was it raining?
Yeah, you know the answer.
Yeah,
right?
You're the God guy.
It flooded.
You know the most.
I'll have to do some research.
You're the most Bible-based one of us here.
I'll have to do some research.
You know, you're the most Bible-versed, I guess.
I always wondered.
Fred's got his own religion. I
invented my own religion.
Yeah, I'm like you, Jung. I'm Team Jesus, but I'm just not as I'm not as educated as you are on it.
Well, I always wondered why. Like, let's say, you put sharks on that ark, right? You had a little water area for the sharks, but you also had to put fish in there. The sharks not eat the fish?
Why would you put sharks on an ark when there's a flood? The sharks are better off in the water.
How about tigers with like stuff they would eat? You put them in the same room?
No.
Well, then what do you feed them on the ark?
I'm guessing you feed them all the fish that are coming over the rails.
Yeah. None of this makes any sense.
I wasn't there. I have no idea.
No, it was only 5,000 years ago. You had to be there, right?
I wasn't there. I haven't been alive for 5,000 years.
Ted Cruz was there is what you're telling
right.
me.
Right.
All right.
It says completing installation about 12 minutes remaining.
Interesting.
Now, the question is, did what I do here, did it work? Because if it just took an hour and a half, or I guess it's coming up on 2 hours. I think it's an hour and a half since I started the first aid attempt. So that 45 minutes was an hour and a half.
So far.
Already.
Yeah. We're not done
yet. If it doesn't work, my mood is going to take a severe turn for the worse. I'm warning both of you now.
I'm hoping that this 12 minutes turns into an hour and five.
Yeah. Yeah, because then when the show's over, you can be in whatever mood you want. Holly says, wish you guys would have taught my Bible class in school. I don't know about that. Be like, okay, first off, Jesus liked weed. So we're going to start with that. But he also would have loved poker. Why don't you turn my microphone
off? No, you hit the... I didn't touch it.
No, I wasn't anywhere near it.
Oh, I don't know. I didn't touch it.
You did it. Shane Bell.
Oh, that's fake news.
But he would have certainly loved to play poker, and there's only one place he would have gone. Lion's Poker Palace.
That's right.
Because it is everything. The title says it all. It's an absolute palace. It's very impressive. This place is so awesome, and I'm going to get over there. If not this weekend, certainly next week. But tournaments every night. Tonight's the big night. If you're driving around right now, you need to head over to Lions Poker Palace. $7,500 guaranteed to the winner. That's the big one.
That is the big one.
Yeah, and they've got tournaments this weekend, too. $6,000 guaranteed at 3:30 tomorrow and Sunday. And Sunday's an Omaha tournament. Tonight, 6:30 start. You can buy in up until 7:45. Tournaments every night. 10 tables, ATM. English only, great food. There is no place else in the city that I have any interest in going except for Lions.
They've got a ton of TVs. And if you want to keep up with what tournaments are going on, what night, follow Lions Poker Palace on Facebook. It'll tell you about all the tournaments and all the events they've got going on. But I'm telling you, Fred and I telling you about this place isn't good enough. You've got to go in there and sit down at a table. 6134 Richmond Avenue. I'm telling you, you're going to be blown away by this place. Mention ESPN, you'll get your first 2 hours of play for free. That's Lions Poker Palace, 6134 Richmond.
ESPN 97.5.